Texans late night. We're here at the Taste of the Texans. The music is on. The mood is fantastic. The food is great. All for a great cause, an event the Texans do every year. And I love this one.
Oh, the food. I can just smell it. Yes. It's so hard to get through this show because I can just smell the food. Yes. And I've seen all the desserts and all the meat and all the
we're going to need to work out.
Yes, we do. And you know what? Nothing better than a little bit of Fitz Tips to get you back in shape. Take a look at this week's Fitz Tips from head strength and conditioning coach Craig Fitzgerald.
Fitz Tips is brought to you by Dairy Max and Fuel Up to Play 60.
Squat is a great exercise and should be used by anybody that physically can do it. There's so many variations, which makes it great. We're going to start a progression, take people from the lowest point to the elite point. Okay, so the first one is a body weight squat. Coach Bell is going to do that. He's going to sit back, reach his hips back, stay on his heels, and come up. Okay, the next one we do is a goblet squat with a kettlebell. Okay, Coach Bell is going to hold the kettlebell in front. He's going to reach back, putting the weight in his hips and glutes, and come up. Okay, the next one we do in our progression is a front squat. We can hold it like this or like this. Brian's going to hold it like this. Okay, here's the flexibility to do that. Okay, same thing, reaching back and standing up. Awesome job. Okay, the last one is the back squat. And this should only be done by advanced lifters who have a strong back and don't have any back discomfort. Okay. So same rules apply. Reaching back, trying to load the lower back and glutes and hips. Awesome.
Fuel up on healthy snacks and play for 60 minutes every day.
The sounds of the Henry Dara Band in the background. You know, maybe they should have been playing during Craig Fitzgerald's bit. You know, that would be cool, the room. No, they
not
play,
really
they blare music in there.
Music. No.
It's not this stuff, though.
Fitz has a great rule. He says whoever's the strongest person in the weight room gets to pick the music. So
oh,
I
really?
Guess if you're the strongest person, that's what you like.
I'd be at the mercy of whatever they want to listen to, really. And you're at the mercy of what John Harris suggests in this week's Fantasy Tips. Take a look.
Hey, it might be a bye week for your Houston Texans, but fantasy football continues. Let's get to our FanDuel formula for the week and start with the quarterback. Hey, I gave you Drew Brees last week, but I'm going to give you his opposite number in that game. Eli Manning went crazy last week against New Orleans. This week, he's got Tampa Bay. Now, it is on the road, but Eli fired it all over the place against New Orleans. I think he can do the same to Tampa Bay, and it's pretty good value for Eli at $7,800. That's exactly what Drew Brees was last week. Fire on Eli Manning as your FanDuel quarterback. How about wide receivers? Julian Edelman is $8,000, but against Washington, coming off a mini bye after the Thursday night win against Miami, I think Edelman can get open. $8,000, a little bit expensive, but you get good value from Julian Edelman against the Redskins. And the last one, let's go to tight ends. We haven't done this much. How about Drew Brees tight end? Ben Watson taking on the Tennessee Titans. Now, the Texans didn't get tight ends involved, but I guarantee that Drew Brees will, and he'll find this guy, Ben Watson, $5,800 for a tight end. That's probably pretty good value, but for Gronk, you got to pay $8,500. For Ben Watson, you pay $5,800 and get similar value. Those are your three FanDuel value plays of the week. You want to play with us? HoustonTexans.com/fantasypass.
So here's another tip for you, fantasy football players, and for Vander Kid.
Right.
Take all your Texans players and put them on the bench this week because you don't want to get a big fat zero since it is the bye week.
Yeah, DeAndre Hopkins, no, don't play him this week. Brian Hoyer's becoming a kind of sexy fantasy pick. If your quarterback's bench, you put Hoyer in there, he's thrown for a lot of touchdowns. That's promising, but don't play him this week. It's a bye.
And the Texans' defense with all those sacks and turnovers.
Not so
get
much
a new defense.
Last week, you know, this week a little bit better. Well,
this
the bye,
week, yeah.
Forget it. But next week against the Cincinnati Bengals, Monday Night Football. We're going to be back, though, with our regular format show in our fan cave. It was nice getting out of here, though, to the Taste of the Texans.
It was, and I'm ready to go eat some food now, and we'll worry about Fitz Tips later.
All right.
We'll squat a little later on.
Thanks to everyone who worked on the program. Have a great night, and go Texans.